I can love you like that. I'd never make a promise I don't intend to keep. So when I say forever, forever's what I mean. I'm no Casanova, but I swear this much is true. I'll be holding nothing back when it comes to you. You dream of love that's everlasting. Well, baby, open up your eyes. I can love you like that. I would make you my world, move heaven and earth if you were my girl. I will give you my heart, be all that you need, show you your everything that's precious to me if you give me a chance. I can love you like that. You want tenderness, I've got tenderness, and I see the heart of you. If you want a man who understands, you don't have to look very far. I can love you, I can love you like that. I would make you my world, move heaven and earth if you were my girl. I will make you my world, move heaven and earth if you were my girl. I will give you my heart, be all that you need, show you your everything that's precious to me. I can love you like
serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. We have now learned that the death toll has risen to at least 16, possibly more, after a Bangladesh Air Force jet crashed into a school in Dhaka. The jet slammed into the campus as the students were attending class and taking tests.
The IDF questioned
at least 100 injuries in the slamming. Gaza saw its deadliest weekend yet for aid seekers, as more than 80 people were killed when Israeli troops opened fire at aid distribution sites across Gaza.
The IDF questioning the casualty figures, saying they fired to remove a, quote, immediate threat. With no end to the war in sight, most days now, dozens of Palestinians are reported killed as they try to get food. Israel saying it will now expand its ground operation into a new area of central Gaza, ordering tens of thousands to move again.
ABC's Patrick Rievel. Russia has launched another target aerial assault on Ukraine hours before UK and German talks were to begin. This is ABC News. In Washington, growing bipartisan pressure to release all the information in the Epstein files. Here's ABC's Catherine Falders.
There's lots of questions about what exactly appears in these Epstein files. So we're not talking about the grand jury stuff for a second, but the files that now the administration says they're not releasing. And we already know that there's prominent figures that appear in these files, files that have already been publicly released, whether it's names on flight logs. Trump appears on some names of those flight logs, Jeffrey Epstein's flight logs. He appears in an address book, for example. But there's still a lot of unanswered questions about what else people might see here. It's not just Donald Trump. It's other prominent figures we've reported on. Bill Clinton, for example, appears in some of these flight logs. Of course, everybody who I just mentioned denies any wrongdoing.
Some, like lawmakers, are pushing for a vote on transparency. Officials in Texas have narrowed a list of about 160 people listed as still missing following the Texas flash flooding on July 4th, down to just five names. The death toll, 134. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. Morning show host Joel Karnick met with Glenn Wagner to talk about the upcoming Butternut Pioneer Days.
The first thing you're going to see, you're not going to see it on the posters. This is going to be kind of a local kickoff, which is now kind of expanding. But we're going to start Thursday night, so July 24th, instead of the traditional Friday night through Sunday. We're going to have like a local rib fest, we're calling it. They used to happen downtown with a bunch of area families. Died off a little bit, and Jenny Wagner from Butternut Cafe approached us and said, I want to have that back up at the park. You know, we're already set up there. We had the big tent, so the facilities are there. So she's got a group of people that are going to go up there and do kind of a local barbecue cook-off. So I don't have all the details on that. It's just kind of a local fluid thing we're going to try.
Okay.
And with that, we had last year, if you remember, Friday night, we had women's softball that we tried. We used that to fill a void, and it went over very, very well. And this year, that event got bumped due to the formation of the new City League team, the Butternut Bulldogs.
Okay.
So they're going to play a scheduled game against the Glidden Orioles Friday night.
Okay.
And I got a little bit of backlash from some of the ladies out there that really wanted to keep playing.
Oh, yeah?
And especially Callie Rallinger. I want to give her a shout-out on that.
Sure.
She's like, no, we're going to play.
Okay.
So we decided, since we're going to have this little rib fest up there, the women are going to play their softball game Thursday night.
Okay.
So now we got a few more things going on. So you won't see it on the posters, but, and again, if you're interested, any age, any skill level, it's going to be a mix of slow pitch and fast pitch, you know, depending on who's at the plate, who's on the mound.
Sure.
You know, it's just going to be a lot of fun. So definitely if you're interested in that, you can get a hold of me yet. You can get a hold of Callie Rattlinger on Facebook, or contact Troy Shawinski.
So we'll kind of draft or split up teams or whatever that night.
Yeah, we'll just get together, divvy it up and get out there and have some fun.
This interview is available in full on 98qcountry.com under podcasts. But if you can't make it there, don't worry. We'll be playing snippets of it all this week right here on the local news with Austin Brume. I'm Austin Brumaine. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
And now we'll look at today's funeral notices. Doris Bing Lucas, 90, died on Sunday, July 13th at Marshfield Hospital in Park Falls. She is survived by three children, Jennifer Lucas, Susie Schmidt, and Peter Lucas, further survived by three grandchildren and by eight great-grandchildren. Visitation and Mass will be held at St. Anthony's Catholic Church in Park Falls on Saturday, July 26. Visitation from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Mass will be at 11 a.m. with burial at Nola Cemetery immediately following Mass. This has been the funeral notice for Doris Bing Lucas, age 90. Thomas Charles Bauman, age 86, of Park Falls, died on Tuesday, July 15th, at his home on Blockhouse Lake. He is survived by his sister-in-law, Donna Peterson Bauman, by 11 nieces and nephews, and by many great and great-great nieces and nephews and friends. Funeral Mass to be held at St. Anthony's Catholic Church in Park Falls on Tuesday, July 22nd, tomorrow, 11 a.m., with Father Sajay Pazukathara officiating. Military honors will follow under the auspices of the Park Falls American Legion Post. A visitation will be held at the church Tuesday, tomorrow, from 10 a.m. until the hour of the service. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Thomas Charles Bauman, 86, of Park Falls. Patricia Ann Yunk-Herdina, age 77, passed away peacefully on June 21st at 12:50 p.m. at Care Partners in Weston, Wisconsin, surrounded by the love of her family. Pat is survived by her sons, Kenneth Kleeman of Fort Atkinson and Michael Kleeman of Wausau, by her beloved grandchildren, and by her mother, Laura Yunk, of Park Falls, by siblings Carol Merton of Park Falls, Ronald Yunk of Park Falls, Mary Schwartz of Iola, Joan Yunk of New Baden, Illinois, Donna Yunk of Superior, and Randall Yunk of Park Falls, as well as many dear aunts, uncles, nieces, nephews, cousins, friends, and her husband, Russell Herdina of Wausau. A celebration of life mass for Pat will be held at the Holy Name of Jesus Catholic Church, located in Wausau, on July 25th, with visitation from 9:30 a.m. to 11 a.m., followed by a funeral mass. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Patricia Ann Yunk Herdina, age 77. This is the funeral notice for Phyllis Ida. Phil is survived by her sons, Reverend Michael Ida and Kurt Ida. She is also survived by her grandchildren, by her sister, Mary Lou Gilgren, and by 8 grandchildren and many nieces and nephews and friends. Visitation for Phil will be held on Friday, July 25th from 12 noon until 1 p.m. at the Nimsgern Funeral Home Chapel with a funeral service at 1 p.m. The Nimsgern Funeral and Cremation Services are assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Phyllis Ida. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. The funeral notices are heard Monday through Friday at 7 and noon. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
It's the Brewers and the Mariners. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers landing in Seattle last night. They open a 3-game set tonight against the Mariners. The Brewers, the hottest team in baseball. They've won 10 in a row. They beat the Dodgers yesterday 6-5 to complete a 3-game sweep in L.A. Now the Dodgers get media coverage from Los Angeles and networks in Japan. A reporter asked Pat Murphy, how do you beat a World Series team? With Shohei Ohtani, Clayton Kershaw, with guys like Isaac Collins or Caleb Durbin.
It's a bunch of guys nobody's ever heard of. No disrespect to great fans of Japan baseball, but they can't name 5 players in our lineup. They can't name 2 in today's lineup. And that's just a credit to hungry players. And, you know, the Dodgers are running into tough luck and they're not playing their best baseball and they'll get back on track and be a juggernaut that they are. But, you know, I'm still proud of our club and what they did and, you know, how they competed in big situations. And, yeah, you know, a bunch of average Joes.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the upper 70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a slight chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorm, our low around 60. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms with a high in the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 56. 98Q
Country. Technology is getting more complicated. I miss the simpler times. Like, remember when you used to be able to choose your own password? Because now you have to get approval. And they always kind of give you an attitude like, yeah, that password's not strong enough. That password's very weak. And you're like, I don't care, just use it. Nah, I don't accept that password. Pick another one. So you put in a password, they're like, yeah, that password's too easy to guess. It's because you just saw me type it in. Yeah, pick another one. Yeah, you already used that password. Pick another one. I get writer's block when it comes to passwords. Pick another one. I think I'm out. I already used my birthday. I don't have any more. The criteria for passwords is ridiculous. Now your password must have a capital letter, a number, a character, a rabbit's foot, something your mom wore to her wedding. Sometimes they offer a password. That's kind of humiliating. Hey, dummy, you want us to just give you a password? Doesn't that defeat the whole point? Well, we won't tell anyone. You can trust us. We're a faceless algorithm created by a multinational corporation. We won't share your password. What? What? Are you winking? No, no, no. I just got some dust in my AI.
Listen on the air.
Every day. That's all I listen to.
And listen online at work.
Makes you enjoy work a little more.
Log on.
98Q Country.
When you feel like there's a sign there on your back, says I don't mind if you kick me, seems like everybody has. Things go from bad to worse, you think they can't get worse than that, and then they do. You step off the straight and narrow and you don't know where you are. Use the needle of your compass to sew up your broken heart. Ask directions from a genie in a bottle of Jim Beam and she lies to you. That's when you learn the truth. If you're going through hell, keep on going, don't slow down. If you're scared, don't show it, you might get out. For the devil even knows you're there. Well, I've been deep down in that darkness. I've been down to my last match. Filled 100 different demons, breathing fire down my back. And I knew that if I stumbled, I'd fall right into the trap that they were laying. Yeah. But the good news is there's angels everywhere out on the street, holding out a hand to pull you back up on your feet. The ones that you've been dragging for so long, you're on your knees, you might as well be praying. Guess what I'm saying? If you're going through hell, show it, you might get out. For the devil even knows you're there. Yeah, if you're going through hell, keep on moving, face that fire, walk right through it, you might get out. For the devil even knows you're there.
Where we made our own ice cream, those sultry summer nights.
where the bulldog had her puppies and us brothers had our fights. There were many nights I'd sit right there and look out at the stars to the sound of a distant whippoorwill or the hum of a passing car. And it was where I first got up the nerve to steal me my first kiss. And it was where I learned to play guitar and pray I had the gift. If the world had a front porch like we did back then, we'd still have our problems, but we'd all be friends. Treating your neighbor like he's your next of kin wouldn't be gone with the wind. If the world had a front porch like we did back then. Purple holes and pintos, I've shelled more than my share. Lightning bugs and crickets danced in the evening air. Like a beacon, that old yellow bowl, it always led me home. Somehow mama always knew just when to leave it on. If the world had a front porch like we did back then, we'd still have our problems, but we'd all be friends. Treating your neighbor like he's your next of kin with the wind. Now, if the world had a front porch like we did back then, now, treating your neighbor like he's your next of kin wouldn't be gone with the wind. Now, if the world had a front porch like we did back then.
The real thing.
Listen to this. We are low cash.
I ain't saying I'm an angel, baby. If you can't tell, no, I ain't take you home to mama tight.
Hey, this is Josh Ross.
After your last call with him, and you won't ever be single again.
Turn it up, right station.
98 Q Country.
D's drive-thru. Two muffins, one coffee, and a little bitty orange juice. I saw a man with a sign on the corner. I rolled my window down, handed him a dollar. That's when I heard her ask, "Hey, Daddy, who's that?" And before I could answer back, she said, "Daddy, look, there's a plane. We there yet? Did you just see that dog run by? The squirrels have houses in the trees. Why God put stingers on honeybees? It's crazy all the things she sees on the side of the road out of that window beside her. I wish I could be more like her. My little dangling feet, pretty and pink backseat driver." On the highway back home, I saw a lady in a black Mercedes yelling at her phone. She flew by me with her finger in the air, and I had to act like I didn't care. And that's when I heard her ask, "Daddy, why was she so mad?" Before I could answer back, she said, "Daddy, can you please turn up the radio? Us go. The squirrels have houses in the trees. Why God put stingers on honeybees? It's crazy all saying, "Daddy, look, there's a plane in the sky. Are we there yet? Did you just see that dog run by? The squirrels have houses in the trees. Why would God put a stinger on a honeybee? It's crazy all the things she sees on the side of the road, out of that window beside her. I wish I could be more like her. My little dangling feet, pretty and pink backseat driver. My backseat driver. It's 7:30 in the morning in a Mickey D's drive-thru. Two muffins, one coffee, and a little bitty orange juice."
Kane Brown and 98Q Country with Backseat Driver. 7:26. 26 minutes past 7 o'clock. And Monday, good Monday to you, 21st of July. Nice wake-up temp in that 55-60 range here this morning. Some of you low 50s. And it's going to be a warmer week. We'll see about the humidity. Temperatures already, I see they're already at 60 here in Park Falls. We'll get to about 76 today. Should be a dry day. A few scattered showers overnight tonight and into Wednesday, Thursday, but definitely not going to be washouts. I think you're going to be in pretty good shape. We're going to see a variance of temps from probably about 76 today to about 88 or 90. As we get into, what day was it? Wednesday is going to be a warm one. They're pointing towards Sunday. That's still a ways away, so that'll probably change. But we need parts of the Northwoods need a little bit of rain, grass drying up a little bit. Other parts are like, hold off, Joel. We got enough. We're good. still drying up that mud puddle from the last drenching. Been a pretty good summer, hasn't it? We've had a combination. If you like the really hot, humid stuff, we've had a few of those days. If you like the cool mornings, we've had a few of those. If you like to swim in your driveway in the puddle, we've had that. We've had all that. It's been a good growing season for those who like to throw a few perennials and annuals and all that stuff in vegetable gardens. It's been pretty good. Had to water a little bit here and there. But Mother Nature's done a pretty good job of taking care of that. Well, the talk of Wisconsin, if you're a sports fan, the talk of Wisconsin, usually we get to this point in the baseball season, everybody's just like, come on, we're tapping our fingers. We're like, come on, Packers. Come on, Packers. We're suffering through this long enough. Come on, Packers. Where are you coming here pretty soon? But now people are like, wait a minute. 10 in a row? The Brewers not only, this might be the most impressive stretch of baseball the Brewers have had in a long, long time. A long time. Not only do you win 10 in a row, but you win 6 of those games, 3 of them on the road against, you know, the World Series team, the LA Dodgers. The LA Dodgers, the highest paid team in all of baseball. And you beat them out in LA. And you do it kind of in an exciting fashion yesterday with that 6-5 win. Crazy. Just crazy. I mean, the 3 games at home were impressive. You're like, well, you know, we beat them at home. You know, that's something. But when we go to L.A., those Dodgers are going to want their revenge, right? The Dodgers are not the highest payroll. They're $2 million behind the Yankees. So a correction on that. The Yankees, the Mets. The Mets are at $323 million. The Dodgers are at $321 million. The Yankees at $293 million. The Phillies at $284 million. And you go down, you go way, way down the list to get the Brewers, who are a lot less than that. Just a lot, half that, if that. So fun to watch. Fun to see Coach Murphy and the Brewers doing well. Still not going to be easy to make the playoffs in that in the National League because, I mean, they got a little bit of a cushion. Even with that 10-game win streak, they've got like a 3-game lead over the second wildcard team and about a 5-game lead or so over the third one. So they're pretty good shape wildcard, but you want to You want to win the division. It's hard to get in that wild card spot and then a quick little playoff where they play like three games. It's just weird. So you want to win the division. And the Cubs are still pretty good. I mean, the Cubs, 6-4 in their last 10. They're doing all right. You know, they're 59-40. And I'm assuming we probably have some pretty good Cubs-Brewers series coming up here. I haven't really peeked at the schedule too much. When is the next Brewer-Cub series coming up here? Let's see. Brewers are at Chicago on August 18th. 18th, 19th, 20th, 18th. Oh, they got a doubleheader, a makeup on the 18th. So four games coming up. That's actually a five-game series. Wow. That's two games on a Monday. And then Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. That's going to be huge. That's going to be huge. Do we get them back at AmFam Field before the season is over? Let's see here. Scanning the schedule here. No, that looks like that's it. So that'll be a fun five-game series coming up the week of like August 18th. Pretty cool. So it's fun to see the crew doing well. They're a fun team to watch. They've got three really good pitchers. I mean, that is the bottom line. Is that they've got the Miz, they've got Woodruff, and they've got Peralta. If they can keep them all, get them all healthy going into the stretch run in September and into the playoffs, they're probably as good as anybody. Probably as good as anybody. Because then you can tighten up that. Once you get in the playoffs, you can tighten up that starting rotation. And those would probably be the only three guys that will start in a seven-game playoff series. So the crew out on the left coast tonight, 8:40 will be the first pitch against Seattle. We'll have it for you right here. 8:05 will be the pregame. Then the Brewers coming home to take on the Marlins. We're going to give away a pair of tickets tomorrow for the Saturday Marlins Brewer game. So stay tuned for a keyword tomorrow. Your keyword today in our laid-back summer giveaway is relax. R-E-L-A-X. Relax is your keyword. All you have to do is text that to us right now through the Civic Media app, and you'll have a chance to be one of our 12 qualifiers. There will only be 12 qualifiers via the text to win. And then we'll have a bonus qualifier on the Friday of Flamborama where you have to stop by the booth and get a ticket to be a part of that. So plan to be, you're going to be there anyway because Chris Cruzy's playing, right? On Friday night? I mean, that's it's going to be a big show. You're going to be there anyway. So there's a band at 5, and then we're going to take a little break. The band's going to take a little break at 6, and then we're going to give away the recliner on stage. So we got Lori, we've got Roger, we've got Terry, and we've got Jesse. He was Friday's qualifier. All four of you are in. So you four plan to be there by 5:30, and then the onstage thing will be at 6. Someone's going to take home that $600 recliner that night, and everybody's going to win something. But you do have to be there, all right? It's a must be present to win for two reasons, because we want you to be there to see Chris Cruzy, and the second reason is we're only hauling the recliner there. I'm not hauling it back away from there. it's a lazy thing is what it is. So you got to find a way to haul that recliner away, which shouldn't be a problem. So relax is your keyword for today. A qualifier each day this week, and then we'll do a qualifier again next Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. So through the Civic Media app, get us a keyword sometime today. Relax. Weekend, was it good? Mentioned earlier this morning, I had one of those weekends where I think the best thing about my weekend is I wasn't on my phone very much. We have a tendency when we have idle time, I think, to grab our phones and just yeah, whatever we do. But had a busy weekend. Went up to Ironwood for Festival Ironwood a little bit on Friday night. Always enjoy that. Red Higgins was playing up there. And then Saturday, we were part of the four-person best ball scramble out at Park Falls Country Club with Northwoods Community Credit Union. Hats off to Dan Greenwood and Shannon and the Northwoods Community Credit Union folks and the Shawamigan Parent Teacher Organization. Wonderful event out there. Great food. Pretty good golfing, by us anyway. Yeah, Yeah, we did. We did all right. We did pretty good. I won a raffle prize, so that was the highlight. See, when I go to these events, my goal is to bring something home. So my wife will be like, "Oh, what are you going to bring? A raffle prize?" And I did that. I accomplished that thanks to Cabin Creations for their donation to the four-person scramble on Saturday. And then yesterday, I didn't have enough, so yesterday I ran all the way down to Stevens Point and the Portage County Fair down in Amherst and played in a little bags tournament down there. It was plenty warm. Little bingo and stuff going on. So had a busy weekend. Maybe you got one of those coming up here. Well, we have Pioneer Days this weekend, so a lot of you will be helping out, volunteering, doing stuff. K&M Rides and Amusements. They got that, the wristband. Check out the wristbands now, $25, and they can, like, 4 hours, just knock them, just go crazy. Just let them loose. They can ride all the rides they want, which, when you break it down, is a pretty darn good value. So check out the wristbands up there for Pioneer Days. I think they have that going on Friday and Saturday. We'll get Glenn back in here Wednesday to talk a little bit more. Now, I want to remind you, we had it in our news, Pioneer Days Thursday night, that they've got the women's softball going on out there and a little barbecue cook-off. So you might want to go up to the park on Thursday night, Top of the Hill Butternut, and get your Pioneer Days celebration off and running a little bit early this weekend. The weather pointing to be really nice for the coming weekend. Rain is always something that you just... If it's past 2 or 3 days, don't get too excited, all right? Because it always moves around. It always moves around the chances of rain, so don't get too excited about that. We'll pull Gray into the studio here a little bit after 8 o'clock. We got a lot to talk about on the Gray area. The menu today, it changes every week, and there are no prices. But the menu today will include subjects such as severe weather update by our local TV stations, severe weather coverage, rather. We'll talk about Boot Hill Resort and Casino. We'll talk about hot dog jingles. And we'll talk about the guy who comes to your house to fix stuff. And NASCAR on Highway 51. Those are five of the topics, and maybe more, to come. It's always interesting. On the Gray Area, a little bit after 8 o'clock here this morning. Twice an hour, news and sports at 7:37. Let's get you updated.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. We have now learned that the death toll has risen to at least 16, possibly more, after a Bangladesh Air Force jet crashed into a school in Dhaka. The jet slammed into the campus as the students were attending class and
the
taking
IDF
tests.
Question.
At least 100 injuries in the slamming. Gaza saw its deadliest weekend yet for aid seekers, as more than 80 people were killed when Israeli troops opened fire at aid distribution sites across Gaza.
The IDF questioning the casualty figures, saying they fired to remove a, quote, immediate threat. With no end to the war in sight, most days now, dozens of Palestinians are reported killed as they try to get food. Israel saying it will now expand its ground operation into a new area of central Gaza, ordering tens of thousands to move again.
ABC's Patrick Reeval. Russia has launched another target aerial assault on Ukraine hours before UK and German talks were to begin. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Doing some yard work? Just remember, after all the rain we had last week, you might find things holding water around your yard, and that's nothing but an invitation for mosquitoes to come and lay their eggs. Remember, fight the bite and tip, toss, and drain standing water to keep mosquitoes from buzzing around your home. You can prevent mosquito bites and the diseases they can carry with tips found at dhs.wisconsin.gov/mosquito. Sunday, August 3rd at 10:45 a.m., it's B&B Insurance's 7th Annual Kitty Car Race. You can bring your own battery-operated car, pedal bike, skateboard, rollerblades, anything you can race with. This will be located in front of the Old Pal Cafe on Division Street in downtown Park Falls. You can pre-register with a link found on B&B Insurance's Facebook page, or you can show up on the day of the race at 10:30 to register. Please remember the race starts at 11 a.m., 1 hour before the Flamborama Parade, and this is for ages 2 to 8. Pre-registration is much appreciated. And this is a completely free event. Each registered driver will receive a goodie bag loaded full of fun stuff, and there will be cookies. They will be doing 3 races, and there will be medals for first, second, and third places. Any questions? Give Blake or Tasha a call at 715-246-4043. Once again, this is taking place Sunday, August 3rd, with signups at 10:30 a.m. and the race beginning at 11, right in front of the Old Pal Cafe on Division Street in downtown Park Falls. Failure to fund a veteran housing program in the state budget has led three lawmakers to action. Lisa Hale reports.
Three Northeast Wisconsin legislators have introduced a bill to restore $1.9 million to the Veteran Housing and Recovery Program. The VHRP operates three short-term housing facilities across the state in Chippewa Falls, Green Bay, and Union Grove. They provide temporary housing, job training, and resources to veterans facing homelessness. While Governor Tony Evers did add almost $2 million to his biennial budget proposal to keep funding all three sites, the Republicans in the Joint Finance Committee removed it. The JFC's failure to fund the VHRP will force the centers in Chippewa Falls and the Greater Green Bay area to close. A bill introduced by Senator Jamie Wall of Green Bay, Representative Ryan Spouty of Ashwaubenon, and Representative Ahmad Rivera-Wagner of Green Bay would restore that funding to the budget and save the locations in Chippewa Falls and Bellevue. Rivera-Wagner said veterans deserve better. Quote, in the face of federal cuts that just passed in Congress, it's disrespectful to leave those who have served our country out in the cold at a time where they have the most need. The legislature will reconvene in session this fall. In the meantime, the Chippewa Falls and Bellevue locations of VHRP will close on September 30th. Veterans residing at those locations will be offered alternative placement options and will continue to receive assistance through supportive services. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
It's the Brewers and the Mariners. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers landing in Seattle last night. They open a three-game set tonight against the Mariners. The Brewers, the hottest team in baseball. They've won 10 in a row. They beat the Dodgers yesterday 6-5 to complete a three-game sweep in L.A. Now the Dodgers get media coverage from Los Angeles and networks in Japan. A reporter asked Pat Murphy, how do you beat a World Series team? With Shohei Ohtani, Clayton Kershaw, with guys like Isaac Collins or Caleb Durbin.
It's a bunch of guys nobody's ever heard of. No disrespect to great fans of Japan baseball, but they can't name five players in our lineup. They can't name two in today's lineup. And that's just a credit to hungry players. And, you know, the Dodgers are running into tough luck and they're not playing their best baseball and they'll get back on track and be a juggernaut that they are. But, and I'm still proud of our club and what they did and, you know, how they competed in big situations. And, yeah, you know, a bunch of average Joes.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is Riley. My dad is Michael Keller, and he works for Northwood Realty.
This is Sebastian. If you have questions regarding real estate, whether it's selling or buying, give him a call. He will work hard for you. Call or text him at 715-820-2242.
My dad takes great care of me, so I know he'll take great care of you, too.
This is Mike Keller from Northwoods Realty. Give me a call or text at 715-820-2242.
Join the Price County Canine First Annual Trap Shoot Saturday, July 26th at the Phillips Sportsman's Club right on Airport Road in Phillips. Happening from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. You can register at the Price County Sheriff's Office Lobby. Pre-registration is $40. It includes two rounds of trap and the First Annual Canine Trap Shoot T-shirt. There's prizes for the top scorers for adult and youth, a 50-50 raffle, and canine demonstrations. For more information, email daniel.lambert at pricecountywi.gov or craig.kalzavar at pricecountywi.gov.
Butternut Wisconsin has everything you need for a weekend celebration. Make plans for the 67th annual Pioneer Days celebration July 25th through the 27th. Right on top of the hill in Butternut. Food, beverages, craft fair, scullery exhibition, and new to the event this year, Friday and Saturday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m., the Twins of Terror Haunted Attraction. K&M Rides and Amusements has wristband specials Friday from 6 to 10 and Saturday from 1 to 5 for just $25. Bring the kids to the Northwoods Community Credit Union Sawdust Dig. It's Saturday at 11 a.m. For more information on Pioneer Days, visit butternutwi.com. Menards.com.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Finish your outdoor wood projects with Cabot Premium Wood Care Products. Australian Timber Oil is an exterior stain that provides maximum penetration, durability, and water repellency, making it ideal for decks, siding, outdoor furniture, and more. Save big money on all Cabot Premium Wood Care Products. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the upper 70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a slight chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorm, our low around 60. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms with a high in the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 56.
98Q Country.
We had our first big fight. So she went to her mother's, and I went for a drive down an old familiar highway, just a few miles out of town, to that run-down one-room tavern that used to be my stomping ground. Well, I pulled in the driveway, you know it all still looked the same, and I couldn't wait to down a few and hear that jukebox ring. But as I walked in through the doorway, well, there stood some kind of maitre d'. Well, he looked me up and he looked me down. May I help you, please? And I said, what you do with those swinging doors? Where's the sawdust on the floor? Why's everybody wearing suits and ties? From where I stand, I can't believe my eyes. And whose idea was it to hang these ferns? This brand new bar don't have a single burn. Jukebox with a country song. Well, I look back to the corner where the jukebox once stood around. Some clown was playing records too fast, too long, and too loud. And it must have been a big mistake to try and speak my mind. So as they were asking me to leave, I cried out one more time. What'd you do with those swinging doors? Where's the sawdust on the floor? Why's everybody wearing suits and ties? From where I stand, can't believe my eyes. And whose idea was it to hang these ferns? This brand new bar don't have a single burn. I guess I'm somewhere that I don't belong. I need a jukebox with a country song. I guess I don't belong without a jukebox and a country song.
That's hot.
Now scanning the country music playlist.
I feel like a lady. Feel me strong
minimum wage. And it was good knowing you.
Your next auditory experience has been selected.
98Q Country.
Sometimes I'm the guy with the boys kicking it back, or the guy with a guitar singing on a country track.
I might be the guy with an ice cold can, stirring up dust on some old farmland. When I walk into the party with you, girl, you change all that. And I'm just the guy with the girl everybody wants to know, wishing you were there alone, wondering how I ever got your little hand in mine, looking over at you like, ain't she beautiful? I'm invisible, but I'll stand right there and smile. You're right beside me, oh, and I see the same thing I see. But I don't mind being the guy with the girl. Up to me, but they only want to talk to you. And I don't blame them that they're hypnotized. They keep staring at your heartbreak eyes. It's like their heart starts stopping when you come walking into the room. And I turn into the guy with the girl everybody wants to know, wishing you were there alone, wondering how I ever got your little hand in mine, looking over at you like, ain't she beautiful? I'm invisible, but I'll stand right there and smile. You're right beside me, oh, and I see the same thing I see. But I don't mind being the guy with the girl, the guy that don't know how he got her, but he ain't never gonna. To know, wishing you were there alone, wondering how I ever got your little hand in mine, looking over at you like, ain't she beautiful? I'm invisible, but I'll stand right there and smile. You're right beside me, oh, and I see the same thing I see. But I don't mind being the guy with the girl.
Blake Shelton at 98Q. Keyword today, relax. R-E-L-A-X. R-E-L-A-X. Get that to us today through the free Civic Media app. Tap on 98Q Relax and you'll be eligible for today's qualifier for the laid-back summer recliner giveaway with Shawamigan Home Furnishings. We're giving away a free recliner, a $600 value. It's actually $599. I'll give you the other dollar. Whoever wins it. So get qualified today. Relax. R-E-L-A-X. It's a Pioneer Days week and weekend for Butternut as we celebrate the city. We celebrate the tradition. We have we did a segment last week, our Civic Media Network, from live from Butternut. And the first part of that with Jane Matinair is on our website. Nice interviews and chats on there with Kelly Meredith and with Darla. And the second segment I'm editing currently, and I'll put it on there. So if you want to listen back to Butternut was featured on our talk network all across the state. People in Madison and Milwaukee were hearing about Butternut. It was pretty cool. You can go to 98qcountry.com under podcasts and listen back to that segment. And check back. There will be a second one I'll be posting also a little bit later on here this morning. We'll get Gray in here, the Gray Area, to come just after 8 o'clock.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200, $300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you
like free money? Download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code AIRPORT25 to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code AIRPORT25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code AIRPORT25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Shawamigan Home Furnishings has a full showroom with a wide variety of furniture ready to go out the door. Mattresses with two-sided options are available. Over 50 recliners to choose from. Futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, Amish and up north style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining sets. Everything is in stock and available without delay. Go to their website, ShawamiganHomeFurnishings.com. Check them out on Facebook, too, for more specials. Shawamigan Home Furnishings, downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin.
Over 30 years, Lynn Stunkel has had his mind in the gutter. Literally. As the owner of Complete Rain Gutters, he knows gutters inside and out. Call 715-499-4216 or visit CompleteRainGutter.com for your free quote today.
We are with Pete from Wheelway. Pete, let's talk a little bit about giving that vehicle serviced here for the summer. Your service department has all the certified technicians to make that happen, right?
Absolutely. It doesn't matter if you're looking for your AC is out of your vehicle, tires, brakes, many, many discounts you can take advantage of this month in July. Make sure you check your Northwood Shopper and take advantage of all those savings in the Northwood Shopper coupons.
All right, and they can always go online or give you guys a call to schedule that next service appointment, whether it's a week or two out for that oil change or whatever. They can do it either way, right?
Absolutely. We're the home of the $39.95 oil change. Make sure you give us a call before we get filled up. 762-2467. I'm again, 762-2467. Make sure you check your Northwood Shopper every single week. Many discounts, hundreds of dollars of savings you can take advantage of today.
All right. Your next vehicle and all the service you need at Wheelway, Byfield, Wisconsin, just a couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13. Check it all out at wheelwayautos.com.
Get ready for a laid-back summer with 98Q Country and Trail Mix WPFP. Now through July 30th, one qualifier will be picked each weekday. Listen for the daily keyword announced several times on both stations, then text it using the free Civic Media app to enter. All qualifiers win a prize, and one scores the grand prize, a recliner from Shawamigan Home Furnishings. The winner will be drawn Friday, August 1st, under the Flamborama tent. Must be present to win. Don't miss your chance. Listen for daily keywords on 98Q Country and Trail Mix WPFP.
Veterans, have you explored your benefits lately? As in, really looked at them? Veterans who bravely served our country deserve the benefits they've earned and life-saving support when they need it. We know that no one can do this alone, and we're stronger when we work together. The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs stands ready to serve Wisconsin veterans, their families, and their survivors. With our network of partners, like your local county Veterans Service Officer, we can help connect veterans with services such as education, employment, mental health services, veteran ID, long-term care, and more. We stand ready to serve you. For more information, call 1-800-WIS-VETS or visit WISVETS.com. That's WISVETS.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs with funding provided by the Milwaukee Brewers and the Brewers Community Foundation.
98Q Country.
I still feel 25 most of the time. I still raise a little cane with the boys. Honky-tonks and pretty women, Lord, I'm still right there with them, singing above the crowd and the noise. Sometimes I feel like Jesse James, still trying to make a name, knowing nothing's gonna change what I am. I was a young troubadour when I wrote in on a song. And I'll be an old troubadour when I'm gone.
damned old mirror. Don't really tell the whole truth. It don't show what's deep inside. Oh, read between the lines. And it's really no reflection of my youth. Sometimes I feel like Jesse James, still trying to make a name, knowing nothing's gonna change what I am. I was a young troubadour when I rode in.